You are listening to County National Bank on the radio, making a difference in Lenawee.
Welcome back to the CNB Community Corner, where we share relevant topics and conversations about today's financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, your friendly neighborhood branch manager, and today we're going to continue our program series, Top 2 Tuesday. In fact, it's actually part 2 of a program that we started last week, Mortgage Questions. So here we go. We're going to continue on with part 2. We have loan officer Brandy Titus. Brandy, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Steve.
On our previous program, our questions focused more maybe towards that first-time home buyer or somebody who's looking to purchase a new home and move out of their current home. Let's start in a different place today. Maybe some of our clients that are listening, they already own their home and they're not looking to sell their home. They're looking for that second home, looking to purchase a vacation home or maybe an investment or a rental property. What are some different options and some different pathways we can look at?
We have several options at the bank, and that's one of the nice things about being a local lender is we offer loans sold to Freddie Mac, which offer you your 10, 15, 20, 30 year fixed rate programs. But we also offer portfolio lending, which means County National Bank acts as the investor. We hold the note on our books. We don't sell that loan to an investor for our funding. Right now with the market, a lot of people are looking to buy either a cabin up north or a home in Florida, and they're going, I have this amazing amount of equity in my existing home. What options do I have that would make me readily available to A, purchase and pay cash for the new home as a second home? Or could I cross collateralize, meaning could I just put that home up for collateral in addition to the new home to avoid bringing any cash to closing out of pocket by utilizing the existing equity in those homes that I currently own? That's where it's unique. In my situation, I will work with our commercial lenders in Lenawee County. We have Roger Ferguson, Chris Clark, and Ron Haber, where all of us work closely together to say, okay, does this customer fit the residential segment based on what they're looking to either A, bring to closing, or 2, put up for collateral? So we can look at, do we do a portfolio product, meaning do we offer the loan to the customer as an adjustable rate product, hold the loan in-house, or do they have enough liquidity, or do they have availability through a home equity line of credit to put a down payment and closing cost through one of those additional lines of credit available to them to do a 30-year fixed mortgage or a 10-year fixed mortgage with Freddie Mac? Or do we refer to one of the commercial lenders and let them do a note with several pieces of collateral? So it's not just a one-stop shop, this is what we have to offer. There's almost like 3 options.
So just like what we talked about in our last program, how, again, life is a story problem, I guarantee you there's somebody listening that has some questions. So Brandy, you were gracious enough to share your cell phone number with us. Why don't you do that now, just in case somebody has, you've triggered that question, and share with us, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
I always give my cell phone number out. That's the easiest way. I'm often moving and shaking between Hillsdale, Jackson, and Lenawee County. So I'm just a call or text away. My cell phone number is 517-398-2291. Once again, that's 517-398-2291.
Whether our clients now are looking to purchase that second home, vacation home, investment rental, or back to that situation where it's a first-time home buyer, how much does somebody need to have ready for a down payment and closing costs? How much do I need to have ready before I'm ready to purchase a home?
There's several different products available to customers. Once again, it goes back to that story problem. And a lot of those programs, if you're a first-time home buyer, you may get a discount based on fees being capped or down payment requirements based on income levels. So you have the Rural Development Program, which is a no-money down program. Once again, that has income limits based on the number of family members in the household. There's the Home Possible program, which is a Freddie Mac offered program to first-time home buyers or even repeat buyers, as long as they don't exceed the median income level for the county. So one of the things we always ask is, give us a property address that you really think you're interested in. And we have simulators that we put those addresses into, and they tell us the cap for each one of those counties based on the geographical area. So that was always the first question of, let's look at what options are available to you, but we need to know what's either your annual household income or your annual salary, and is anybody going to be living in the home with you? Is it a joint application or is it an individual application? So that will kind of get the conversation started, and then we can go into what programs we would want to try to see if they qualify for. If you're looking to buy a second home, you can do a minimum of a 10% down payment, which would be a PMI requirement. But keep in mind, recently all the investors currently increased the pricing for the fee scenario, for down payment scenario, credit score, amortization, and loan amount that all drive your fees associated with your loan. So a lot of those recently increased. That's probably going to scare a lot of borrowers away when it comes to second homes. We do have the option to increase the rate to cover some of those fees. But once again, that's the story problem that we work through with the customer. If a customer does not wish to pay private mortgage insurance, there would be a 20% down payment requirement. And that's either on a conventional loan or a portfolio loan. Both of those products, to avoid PMI, would require a 20% down payment. And what PMI does, or private mortgage insurance, that allows the bank to write lower down payment programs to the borrower. However, the borrower pays that fee as part of your monthly payment to offset our risk. So there's no advantage to the borrower to have to pay PMI. It's not like a monthly insurance that protects you. It really does protect the lender, but the positive is it allows you to bring a lesser down payment where maybe you want to put new carpet or something into the house. You can fund those through cash liquidity that you have, instead of putting that 20% down payment and go, oh, you know, that's a better idea than using a credit card to put new flooring in the house I want. So those are a lot of different things that we ask the customer of, okay, you like this house. Do you like it as it is? Do you want to put improvements into it? What options do you have? The down payment can be gifted from a relative. We can look at 3% down payments for some first-time home buyers. We can look at 5% down. I mean, the list goes on and on. It really is a big piece of the puzzle is that initial loan consultation to see what the customer qualifies for.
So then someone who comes and approaches from the perspective of, this is my first home, I have no idea if I could even do this, how would you recommend a client proceed?
So I always ask the customer, do you want to do an in-person appointment? Would you rather do an online application where you submit the information, I'm able to pull credit, go through the application, see what, you know, key factors may be a problem or what strengths the application has, and then come back to you and go, hey, Susie, I've went through your application. Here's what programs are available to you. Or, you know, you're not quite to that point yet. Can we sit down and I'll review? These are the things that need to be improved on in your credit report. Or you've got your credit in place, but do you have access to a down payment? Can you cover closing costs? So once I get that application, if they wish to do an online application, I will call them and then we'll schedule a loan consultation in person or over the phone to walk them through what programs are option and review a loan estimate with them so they can see this is what your payment's going to be. This is what you need at closing for cash to close. So it really is a partnership between us and the customer. And even a realtor, you know, we're all on the same team. Our main goal is to get that customer to the table the quickest, simplest, smoothest way possible. So what we do is for the next 30 days, we basically create a marriage to get your loan application from start to finish the quickest way.
Our time is just about up. So then in conclusion, to wrap everything up over the last two sessions, I think the best course of action is for somebody just to reach out and call.
Absolutely.
So, Brandy, I want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, looking at the clock, I wish we could spend more time, but we've got to wrap things up. For our listeners, I wanted to thank you guys again for joining us for the CNB Community Corner. Tune in again every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 6:15 p.m. for more relevant financial discussions about today's ever-changing financial world. I'm Steve Kuiper, branch manager in Adrian. Our sound engineer is Brad Taphouse, senior marketing specialist. And our special guest today has been Brandy Titus. Brandy, thank you one more time for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
Serving Lenawee and Hudson, Adrian, and Tecumseh, County National Bank is banking that stays in the community.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.